Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 20th of June, 2025. It's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka with a real feel of 28 degrees Celsius. The headlines. The government warns of rising water pollution as copper production targets increase. Vice President Mutale Nalumango downplays concerns over UN report on freedom of expression. And the UK and the EU to hold talks with Iran as Trump sets a two-week deadline over Middle East conflict.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Another news in detail. And sanitation, Collins Nzovu has warned that Zambia is likely to experience increased water pollution as the country targets to ramp up copper production to 3 million metric tons by 2031. He has noted that many rivers are already polluted, posing serious environmental and public health risks. Speaking when United Nations Development Programme Regional Director Dr. Matthias Naib paid a courtesy call on him at his office, Mr. Nzovu has emphasized the urgent need for increased investment in resource mobilization to ensure the predictability, anticipation and prevention of water pollution. He has stated that such investment would enable the installation of monitoring equipment in key water bodies, allowing for early detection of pollutants and timely responses to mitigate negative environmental impacts.
Pollution is something we're very, very worried about. If you were to ask me, or some of the ask, one number one, pollution control in our river system. We set our own targets, copper production, 3 million tons per year in the next few years. Increased production in the mining sector means increased pollution. So we've seen this graph, the steady increase in production, but also steady increase in pollution. A lot of our rivers are polluted and we're very, very worried. So when we hear that you're also putting in resources, help us control this pollution from all the river sources, of the rivers themselves, we're very, very, very happy.
And UNDP Regional Service Center Director Dr. Matthias Naib has assured the Ministry of continued support and committed to mobilizing additional resources to combat water pollution, enhance water assessment and treatment, particularly on the Copper Belt province.
UNDP is forever by your side, and you should continue to leverage and use us as the strategic partner that we are. But we also think that the evolution that happened also recently is an area of concern. And once again, through the government efforts, we are also behind you, supporting how we could, one, predict and anticipate and prevent. And secondly, with the calamity that we have on hand, we are supporting the government to see how we could offer the needful assistance in terms of assessment and in terms of treatment as well.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango has downplayed concerns raised by some sections of society in response to the recent United Nations Special Rapporteur's report on freedom of opinion and expression in Zambia, stating that the concerns are exaggerated. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in Parliament this morning, Mrs. Nalumango has emphasized that the report should not be interpreted as a blanket condemnation of the country. She has noted that the document also contains commendations for the government's efforts in promoting democratic values. The Vice President was responding to a question from Lunte Member of Parliament, Mutotwe Kafuaya, who raised concerns about the perceived inconsistency between the UN's observations and ongoing opposition claims of government-led human rights violations and suppression of dissent.
But the little I know is that there is a lot of exaggeration from the actual report. It is not that the rapporteur's report has wholesomely condemned the country. It's important to pick other pieces. Yes, there may be concerns, and a lot of the concerns that may be there are concerns that we are dealing with, and they did take note of that fact. The issue is that you should also see the commendations for the government in the same report. Don't just read one way.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has also addressed concerns over the delayed repatriation of the 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu's body, acknowledging it may seem untraditional, but clarified there is nothing unlawful or offensive about the arrangement.
The concern is what is happening in South Africa, and if I heard him correct, correctly, he says, is there an offense being committed in South Africa by holding the body of our late former president? It may be an traditional, it may be an cultural, it may be an Zambian, but there is no offense really that we can pick on. I don't know, the big lawyers can help. But standing here, I don't think we can say there is an offense. If there is an offense, I think the state would take steps.
In more news this afternoon, veteran politician Dr. Vernon Mwanga has expressed full support for President Hakainde Hichilema's handling of the ongoing controversy surrounding the burial of Zambia's sixth Republican president, Edgar Lungu. In a statement, Dr. Mwanga has commended the President Hichilema for his respectful and accommodating approach despite the unexpected challenges that have arisen. He has stressed that no country can remain in a state of indefinite mourning and highlighted that procedures for the burial of former heads of state are clearly outlined in the established state protocols. Meanwhile, some Lusaka residents have expressed mixed reactions over President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to end the national mourning period for the late sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu. The residents, who have acknowledged the importance of mourning the former head of state, have also emphasized the need to return to work and sustain their livelihoods. And some residents have described the ongoing dispute between the government and the Lungu family as disappointing, arguing that the mourning period should have continued until the late president's body is returned to Zambia.
So who are we to say or bail out from attending the funeral, all that stuff? The government has to take over, because that's the government property.
Because the president is a kupapata,
Now, the government has reiterated its commitment to strengthening the practice of monitoring and evaluation in the country to support data-driven implementation of national projects and policies. Speaking at the 2025 Annual General Meeting and Symposium of the Zambia Monitoring and Evaluation Association, Ministry of Finance and National Planning Permanent Secretary Prudence Kaoma said the government continues to implement reforms that promote a robust monitoring and evaluation culture across institutions. Ms. Kaoma has highlighted the importance of the National Planning and Budget Act of 2020, noting that it mandates ministries and government agencies to integrate monitoring and evaluation into their operations as part of effective governance and accountability.
I would like to assure you that government is committed to enhancing the practice of monitoring and evaluation in the country. This has been demonstrated by a number of efforts undertaken already by the state to achieve this objective. We have enacted legislation such as the National Planning and Budgeting Act No. 1 of 2020, which, among other things, stipulates the requirements for ministries and other government agencies, as well as all players, to undertake monitoring and evaluation in order to feed into the development framework of this country.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Monitoring and Evaluation Association Board Chairperson Victor Kabwe has noted that the association is making steady progress in strengthening its secretariat and working towards financial stability.
Over the past year, we've made important strides, even part of this year, in strengthening the secretariat. We've expanded our portfolio of activities, we've improved our member engagement, and we've positioned Zambia as a credible voice in national